The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday. Wow. First day of October 2018. You know, Steve, you almost had to open up this program because, well, every mother and her uncle is moving to Central Texas. I'm going to have to get the hell out of here and go someplace like God's waiting room.
Well, I told you what the best thing in Texas was other than RBN, wasn't it? Did I tell you this?
No.
Tito's. Tito's vodka. You make it there in Austin, Texas.
Mm.
And by the way, did you have a good weekend?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Did you enjoy the circus?
Can I get back to you on how? Yeah. Did I enjoy the circus?
Enjoy the circus. Did you enjoy the circus?
Well, the circus is getting curiouser and curiouser. It looks to me like this Blasey Ford, whatever, with her connection to the CIA. This looked like a CIA op. And Dianne Feinstein, was anybody paying attention to what this woman looked like during these Kavanaugh hearings? She looks like she was 30 days past dead. Her bags, her eyes are sunken. Her bags are now growing bags. And the old bag ain't looking real good. And I think there's going to be an investigation in Dianne Feinstein. Mm-hmm. With her connection with all of this stuff, because this was a setup, plain and simple. And somebody's going to be going to jail over this, and it ain't going to be Donald Trump, and it sure as hell ain't going to be Kavanaugh.
Yeah, you know, today's the first day of October, and I was tearing off my big calendar. I've got this big calendar on my wall here called At a Glance. I can write on it. It's a really big calendar. You saw it, and when I tore it off, I was ready to crumple it up and throw it in the trash, and I realized, wait a minute here. I probably should keep this for at least 36 years in case somebody calls me on the carpet for a sexual harassment lawsuit. And I thought about, wait a minute, 36 years from now, I'll be 93 years old. So, you know, the charge alone will probably kill me, but I'm going to keep this. And actually I wrote on it here, discard after 36 years. I can actually throw this one away. I'm going to hang on to it, John.
Well,
just in case.
It's becoming curiouser and curiouser. Before we jump off into the inevitable here, because we gotta cover it, because somebody's lying and somebody's going to have to go to jail over this one. And now we've seen that the FBI's involvement in the what was this conspiracy? Oh, here's the conspiracy theorist talking about the real conspirators doing conspiratorial stuff. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't get any better than this. You can't make this stuff up. Tomorrow I'm going to have Harley Schlanger on, and we're going to be talking about what Donald Trump did at the United Nations. Did you catch that?
I did.
And what did you take away from that?
Well, we're talking about the hearings, right?
No. United Nations.
Oh, the laughter and all that good stuff. Okay. Yeah.
what the man said at the UN.
Well, about what Donald Trump said or what Donald Trump said? You're confusing me here.
Okay.
Okay, back up. Back it up.
Okay.
Okay. Are we talking about the comment made about what Donald Trump said or what Donald Trump actually said?
No, what Donald Trump said at the address at the United Nations.
Oh, what you and I talked about.
Yeah. Two, three, four. Does that senility grow on you when you're down there on those old people down there?
It is hot down here, and sometimes it takes a little longer to about every country being sovereign.
Yeah,
we were talking. Yeah.
And Harley,
I thought we were talking about the laughter, about him patting himself on the back there for a second. You know, because he's good at doing that, John, patting himself on the back. I've always told that. Don't blow your own horn. Let somebody blow it for you. But I guess if somebody doesn't blow the horn for you, I guess you're all right to step forward and blow your own horn, correct? Is that how it works?
Only for Donald Trump. Today when he did his brief press conference, I think it lasted 15 minutes at the White House. Were you able to catch that?
I did. And you know what's funny is that I
okay,
said
okay,
in
I'm
my
not
email
done.
To you.
Okay. My point, I'm going somewhere here now. I'm actually going to go someplace.
Okay, go.
That was supposed to be about the renegotiations on NAFTA. And, of course, they couldn't wait to ask him about the Kavanaugh thing and the FBI doing the investigation and this, that, and the other. They just couldn't wait. And he has self-deprecating humor. He really does. He's not the greatest communicator. He kind of, I won't say that it's talking down, but he doesn't get real detailed and real complicated, and he doesn't give a crap about looking, and I hate to use this term, presidential. He's acting as if he's the CEO of a corporation, exactly what he is. You know, I was thinking about this today, Steve, that We got the Never Trumpers out there. No, they're not the communist socialists. No, they're not the snowflakes. They're not the Me Toos. It's the people that understand what a constitutional republic looks like, what the duties of the president are. So rather than come down off of that high standard, it's going to take a little bit more to get there. If I put this on a grading scale, 10 being perfect, Hillary Clinton being a -2, Donald Trump's probably at a 6 or 7. We're not going to turn this democracy back into its original constitutional republic unless some things are taken care of first, like joining hands with the international bankster gangsters with their plan for the New World Order, let's do business transnationally.
Yeah.
That kind of deal. The Never Trumpers out there are the Trump haters. We got a lot that are on, I guess I could say, our side, but I guess we're breaking ourselves down in tribes. You know, we're all worried about the left doing what they're doing. Oh, well, they're just a split division, and they just don't want to. And what are the people supposedly on the right? Yeah, I get it, folks. The rhinos, the Republicans in name only, the moderate conservative Republican. Yeah, I get that. And there's 50 shades of gray and variations thereof. But I'm starting to see a pattern here with Donald Trump. And it's something I'm liking more than I'm disliking it. Now, I'm not a big prognosticator. I'm not a big predictions guy. We know people out there that have made numerous predictions, and when asked about this, the one that never came true, and that one, well, and then we get to usual cleanup. Look, folks, I'm not a clairvoyant, and I don't have a crystal ball. I don't work the black magics or the black arts. I am just doing this from an observation point. Politically in this country, I think we pretty much know the loony lefties are pretty much dead. When you have Joe Biden considering running for the presidency on the Democrat ticket, you know how desperate things are. And no matter how hard they have tried to block Trump at any given turn because they just hated the guy, no, Trump was the symbol of what was left of America. Now, I'm not And again, here I've got Never Trumpers out there going, what the hell is he talking about today? All right. Put away your past prejudices and please listen to me for a moment. This is going to take some unraveling. There are people in the Democrat Party that are looking around, and they're the more blue dog Democrat type, are looking around and going, holy crap. If you wanted to blow your party apart, this would be a perfect blueprint in which to follow. What's happening here? This was about the Kavanaugh thing and the blockage. This is about the November elections. If I were the Democrats, I wouldn't even bother showing up. Because seriously, Steve, what this is demonstrating is in the face of all the problems, which a lot were created by the left in the first place, a lot of the problems in this country that they're too busy scratching each other's eyes out of their skulls, the country continues to crash and burn. Now, some people see Donald Trump as walking on water and deserving of sainthood. I do not, but I'm recognizing a pattern here. And it looks to me like the Republicans will take the House in November, and they haven't done that, had the Senate and the House in 60-some years. This is not an accident, folks. This is definitely not an accident. Remember the days of John F. Kennedy? Remember people saying that, you know what, once Kennedy was killed, this country didn't seem to be the same. It seemed like everybody was sleepwalking. Well, that's when your sock puppet started to appear with a deep state pulling the strings on it. And this has been going on for a very long time. This is not going to get it reversed overnight. But politically speaking, and where this country is heading right now, some might say bankruptcy. Some might say to hell. Who knows? I've met a lot of Christian believers out there that are saying the only way this is going to happen is if everybody in government repents. Well, that ain't going to happen. And I refuse to believe that God is going to kill off the good people in the process of getting rid of the bad people. This is, from time immemorial, this has been going on. The yin and the yang, the battle against good and evil, and on and on. Give it a name, give it a title, give it a date, give it a time. I don't care. It's within the human nature. It's within our genome or our DNA. But mark my words on this one, folks. I think what's going to happen, no matter who the Democrats throw up there, and I just had a thought, throw up there. Yeah, Donald Trump's going to beat him. I don't even think the guy's going to have to campaign.
And I saw that Bernie Sanders actually talked about going back in the ring. Did you hear that?
Yeah. And Bernie is just the madcap little professor. The guy looks like he looks like he's being intense and serious. And he looks like an escapee from the 3 North Ward at the local hospital, the mental ward.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to buy Bernie Sanders because the only thing you need to do to defeat Bernie Sanders and saying, gee, Mr. Sanders, if I did nothing and I gave you all of my votes, how could you take public office and swear to defend and protect the Constitution? You couldn't do it because you're a little socialist. Yeah. You're a little communist. Okay. So whoever they throw up against Donald Trump is going to lose. Folks, Donald Trump was the symbol of what the left had to get rid of. And it wouldn't have made any difference. It was one of the more conservatives that ran during 2008, and they would have been elected if, by the way, they were going to do the right thing. Could you see Mark Rubio or Mr. Bush putting up a wall, getting our jobs back here? Telling countries, look, this NAFTA deal, it sucked. Mexico, Canada, we're going to have to renegotiate this thing. No, we're not going to join the TPP. I'm going to give lectures, and that's what it was, a lecture at the UN about sovereignty. Not only did Trump say that the United States needs its sovereignty, every other country on this planet needs sovereignty. Those are anti-New World Order terms.
Well, John, let me ask you something on this. You talk about every country needs to be sovereign, its own sovereign state.
I didn't say that. Donald Trump said that.
Okay. His country. Okay. Now, that means we're going to stop nation building and invading other countries, correct? So they can have their sovereignty, correct?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay. That's what I want.
Well, yeah.
That's what that means to me.
Okay.
Every country deserves to have its sovereignty. It doesn't mean it should be invaded by another country. And we certainly should stop our nation building because that is breaking their sovereignty.
And I think that's where all this is headed.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. And I think Donald Trump's looking more at this from an economic standpoint than he is anything else. That, well, you know, there's a lot of people employed at the Pentagon, and a lot of people employed in the military-industrial complex. There's a lot of states out there that have, you know, government-military contracts. There's a lot of jobs at stake. I think the way Trump's looking at this is, well, I'm not going to make a move on that just yet because we're not on solid ground.
Right.
So, and yes, folks, before you start phoning in and going, okay, Scott Miller, you're talking about 88 million people still being out of work. Yeah, they're trying to fake it until they make it. They're trying to keep things together.
Yes.
Now, having said that, once this little comment, it was monumental, was made at the UN about self-determination and sovereignty, not only for us but for the world, that's what we should go back to, protecting our own national interest as far as economic things go. I'll tell you what. Donald, I hope, thought this one through, because this is a threat to the architects of the New World Order, the infamous people behind the scenes, the real deep state, the real string pullers, the real controllers of countries near and far. That would be our international bankster gangsters. Now, if they panic or they figure that this has gone too far, if it goes on any further, it's going to be irreversible. Well, then you might have some banking shenanigans once again in this country. But, again, there are ways in which to deal with this. If the banks tomorrow had a slight problem and the markets crashed and, well, the money was worthless and whatever else, the printing presses could be fired up again. The Treasury ordered to print United States notes. And yes, it's not going to be backed by a damn thing. But it's going to be an exchange that will be interest-free, that we can at least conduct business. Now, I know the interconnectability between nations now. That's all part of the sovereignty game. That you can do without that country, or do without this country, or trade, or this, that, and the other, and we can still maintain our sovereignty and our national security. This was the whole thing behind the steel and the aluminum deal. Folks, you build airplanes, you build cars, you have industry, you make girders to build buildings. What's it made out of? It's made out of steel. Well, we don't have the capability of keeping up. If things switched like that overnight, we wouldn't have the capability of keeping up even with the pea-poor demands we've got for the materials right now, which are only going to increase in the future. So, having said all that, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Mike, did you post the yarmulke wearing and hatted one? Well, find it, because that's what I wanted to play, and I was giving you some time here, almost 20 minutes. It's there.
Hey, John, let me ask a question to you.
Do you have that on your side? The yarmulke wearing Fox pundit now?
The video, do I have it on my side? No.
The video that you sent over to me. Are you okay today?
I didn't send you a video.
Yes, you did. Not
that one. I sent you the, I sent you that Fox one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, there's no
Shapiro
on that one. Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you okay today? You seem a little distracted.
He wasn't wearing a yarmulke.
Yes, okay. Oh, my God. Well, how much? I'll bet you your wife in your house.
Okay, let me go check.
No. Before you check, that's cheating.
Well, I send it over to you again. Here, let me send it over.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you my question here. Is it possible that we could change our philosophy here and we could actually make more money in peace than we can in war or the fear of war?
Oh,
is it possible?
Buddy boy, you better believe that it is.
I hope so.
Happier, satiated, productive people are a hell of a lot better and more productive than a bunch of stinking, rotting carcasses. Yeah, and that's a yes to that question.
Let me find this here for you.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. 3 minutes.
Must come down. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you. Well, the magic's fun. All right. I wanted to play that video 20 minutes ago.
Okay, I sent it over. By the way...
you said you were going to send it over to me, and you sent it over to him.
I sent it over to... Yeah, you're right. He does have a yarmulke on. It's hard to see that. It's black hair, and then he's got a black yarmulke. So, yeah, you're right.
Steve, how long have you known me?
I thought you were seeing something else.
Steve, how long have you known me? I don't pull rabbits out of my butt and call it...
look real hard. It's really hard to see that.
No, I look for it all the time because he's always in public with it on. This is one of the little mysteries that I've been looking at and going, okay, I'm watching every word and every... You know this guy was an anti-Trumper. You know that, right?
Yeah. Which was the video, the clip itself is quite the opposite of what I expected from the guy, but I never saw a yarmulke. That's first time I ever noticed that.
Well, and I, you know, symbology is important. We don't have time to start that video in this segment. We'll do it next segment. But, you know, I walked into the bank today, and there was a security guard in there. And the person that was taking care of me, it takes her a half hour to process anything that I want to do. So consequently, I had a lot of time on my hands. So I'm walking back and forth talking to this female security guard. And I said, why are you guys in here? When Chase Bank can't afford to pay people full-time, there are a bunch of part-timers here. They got money to spend on you. I know you're probably making minimum wage. And that was a statement, not a question. And I said, I'm just wondering, why the hell you guys are here? Did they tell you why? And she said, I don't know. And one of the people at the bank says, well, they're kind of changing policy within Chase. So now they're putting guards in the banks, which is making me a little bit nervous. But while I'm standing there, I explained to this security guard, I had a lot of time to kill, obviously. I said to her, what would you do if I walked into this bank with a gun? And I yelled, stick up, and I took the money and ran. She said, well, you would be arrested. And I said, yeah, exactly right, as well as I should. I said, but who's protecting me? I said, do I call you when I see the banks ripping me and the public off? I said, who watches the watchers and who do I complain to? And she just looked at me and I said, did they tell you how much money debt was rung up by these supposed investment banks? I said, the whole damn thing was a setup. The SEC went to sleep. They allowed the Glass-Steagall Act to kind of disappear into nothingness. And I said, we had the biggest ripoff that's ever been. I said, did they ever tell you a figure? No, I never heard one. I said, between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion. She said, how much money is that? I said, that's $1,000 trillion and upwards. She goes, oh my. I said, yeah. I said, congratulations, you get the short speech on the banking that's going on in America today. And we're standing there, and here comes this guy in to make a deposit, wearing a weapon. He's got the utility on, that it's the camo, the sand camo with the pretty little boots. The United States first farmed out to China to make our military's boots. I think they've since changed the contract. But here's this guy, and I couldn't quite see, and I saw a badge on him. So I said, tell her, I said, you have better eyes than I do. I said, what is this guy? Well, he looks military. And I said, yeah, I know he looks military, but what's the badge? Well, as it turns up, as he walks up to the counter, the guy's state police. So I said, above a whisper so he could hear it, I said, yeah, I said, there was a time when we had this little thing called Posse Comitatus that we kept the military and the civilian law enforcement separated. I said, now you can't tell the difference. But I guess they got to look under every rock for every terrorist they can find. And this guy heard this, and he never said a word, he never glanced my way, and he walked out of the place. That's what happens when I've got too much time and I'm standing around in a bank. There is nothing that's sacred. And this woman, I looked at her and I said, you don't know about what's going on? So I gave her a card. I said, the NAACP first said this, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I said, don't you think that's true? And she says, well, it's just a uniform. And I said, that's heraldry. Just as much as a flag is, so is the uniform. I said, why are you standing in a security uniform? Why are you wearing that uniform? Well, because I'm security. I said, what does that designate? What does that tell people what you are at first glance? Well, security. I said, exactly. I said, that's their form of heraldry. That's their officialdom, that uniform that you're wearing. I said, same goes with flags that fly and people that wear uniforms as well. And I said, when was the last time you read the con? Well, now she started to get a little pissed off because I was hitting her with stuff, and I didn't make her look stupid. She made herself look stupid by the stuff, the rudimentary stuff that a lot of people, Steve, in this country don't know. They just don't know.
Yep, I don't.
And it's maddening. I mean, it is absolutely maddening. So, at any rate, did I open up the phones? I could have sworn. There's deja vu all over again. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. By the way, I heard that in a Ford commercial the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Yogi Berra that said that initially? And it was like redundant?
Oh, possibly.
Deja vu, here we go again.
Yeah, positive.
Yeah, and I just saw that. maybe the commercial writers have gone stupid as well. I don't know. Has their brains leaked out of an orifice and I didn't see it running out somewhere? What has happened to America? What has happened to thinking? That was a rhetorical question, sir. It didn't require an answer because I already knew what you were going to say. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Nothing without a woman or a girl.
Can't you hear the snowflakes melting?
That's exactly why I had Mike put that on. Get under the skin of the snowflakes there.
Yeah. Oh, so you're controlling my show from behind the scenes now, huh?
No, I'm just trying to add a little humor to it. Hey, speaking of which, you're talking about commercials. I made an observation the other day, and you agreed with me on that observation, what we saw on TV.
Yeah, it's the Balkanization Multicultural Project.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, it just, boom. There it is. Another commercial. I have no problem. People are going to say what I'm going to say right now, that, Steve, you don't believe in that. If you
but see, the audience has no clue of what you're talking about.
I'm going there.
Okay.
I'm watching TV on commercials back and forth, and I'm seeing multiculturals. I'm seeing multiracial commercials. There's the black guy with the white wife. They're married and all this other stuff back and forth. And it's obvious, quite obvious to me, one after the other, that there is an agenda being played out here. Now, if you're a white woman and you happen to fall in love with a black man, I have no problem with this. But I know what I'm seeing on TV is being scripted. This is somebody's agenda here. And this is just beyond, like, wait a minute, that can't be. That's not a coincidence. It's happening again. Another commercial and another commercial. in another commercial. Yep. And I pointed that out to you, and you said, yeah, I caught that too.
Yeah.
If somebody is trying to feed this whole system of thinking that we should all just blend, I guess, I mean, I'm not anti-against that. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is I can tell when there's an agenda at play here, and this is being scripted big time.
Well, and there are many listeners to this network who are married foreign wives. Maybe they were on duty in their duty station in a foreign country, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But here again, it's the same tactic that's being used as they used with the promotion of homosexuality and lesbianism.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
You know, Dianne Feinstein couldn't have done a better job of saying who she was. At the Kavanaugh hearings, did you see the creature that was sitting behind her?
I did.
My God. And you know what? You could have put a KGB colonel's uniform on that.
Yeah.
And it would have fit. That was a scary individual.
Yeah, it was. I agree.
I got this clip ready to go, but we got callers now. Alan in Texas, we'll take you first. Hello, Alan.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, John, I know it's boring when everyone agrees with you, but I was just calling in to say the frustration is just beyond belief. I mean, people are starting to ask questions now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're still not to the phase that they can handle the answer that you have for them, you know? And when they ask you the question, you have an answer for them, and they look at you like you're the crazy one because you actually know what the hell's going on.
Well, and, you know, it was kind of funny. I got a call from an individual from Arizona, and it was one of these kind of I'm going to slap you around kind of calls. And he thought that he knew what was happening with the network. He was calling me lazy for not selling advertising, and why did you run this person off or that person off? And the guy, he does not know anything about networks, radio broadcasting, nothing. And I took the time to try to explain it to him. And he just went back into swimmingly stupid. And I'd had enough, and I'd hung up. And then the guy made the mistake of calling me back at my home. And I screamed into the phone. I said, look, you'd better cease and desist now. Okay, thank you, click. At any rate, people think that they know. Here's the problem, Alan. Without further fact-checking, people know what they know. They perceive, and that becomes their reality. Their perceptions become their reality with no fact-checking. See, this is what we're accusing the Antifa and the snowflakes and this thing that has been cropped up and groomed and fed crap and grown like mushrooms in the dark. They're fertilizer. They're being grown, and they have absolutely no idea what they're a part of.
John. I mean, you know, that once you've read propaganda and, you know, Zygmunt Brzezinski, you know, Between Two Worlds and very, you know, Charlotte Iserby, definitely, about, you know, what they're going to do with the school system. And you can see, well, once you figure out what they're doing, you know, it's so frustrating because it's so easy to see the propaganda and just the mind control that they're doing through, you know, like the mixed couples on in commercials, the mixed couples in all the shows. You know, it's so simple to see once you're aware of what they're doing. But people still want to go on believing that they've created the world that they're living in, and it's not the opposite, you know. And it's a real hard paradigm to snap to you know, understand that you've been living a false reality that someone has been created for you, basically. And, you know, for the most part, I mean, we all have our individual little, you know, sections, but for the most part, the way general society as a whole, you know, operates, it's planned and programmed and done with mind control. It's so simple for them.
Yeah. Alan, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, the issue, if you've listened to the show long enough, you've heard me talk about Archie Bunker and that wonderful little sitcom that popped up in the 70s. Well, here was Archie Bunker, barely educated, always misusing words. And here was a conservative that just couldn't ever quite get it right. And his wife was as dumb as a box of rocks. And his son-in-law, the meathead was, you know, this liberal progressive, I'm going to college, and he was married to his daughter and living in the same house. But if that situation were reversed, if Archie Bunker was not the brunt of the jokes and, say, Meathead was, or his daughter that was going down the wrong path, that would have been more entertaining. What was the show that the comedian just switched over to Fox Network with that got canceled from, what was it, NBC?
Tim Allen. John, I don't watch regular TV anymore.
Tim Allen. What's the name of the show, Mike? Last Man Standing. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hmm. Now, if they would have done something like that back in the 70s, that would have been funny because, well, people were pretty much not over-the-top communist, against this and the that, and, you know, all burning bras or making complaints and on and on and on it goes. Somehow it was an unfair world to these people, and they set out to change it. We'll take a good look at it some 50 years later. Here we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you think back, you know, to where they, how long they've been doing this, you know, it's like, what was it, one day at a time, you know, the redhead mother, you know, raising the two kids, mm-hmm. and she didn't need the man, and the man that was there, you know, with Schneider was the goofball.
Yep.
And, you know, all the way back to, like, my three sons, you know, the man raising the three kids, you know, yep. it's very subtle, you know, but that's, you know, it started a long time ago, and they've, you know, normalized all this crap.
Yeah, but
you know,
Fred...
It's like
Fred...
they're trying to normalize freaking, you know, autism now.
Yeah.
I've got an article I cut out of our local paper, and, you know, they're trying to make autism normalized instead of trying to stop what the hell's causing it.
Right.
And
no,
it just
right.
infuriates me.
I got it, but here's what you get out of controlled media. You get the party line.
Yeah.
And don't look for any more. Yeah. All right, Alan, thank you for your call, sir.
You bet, John. I'll let you go here. Y'all have go on with your show.
All righty, sir. Thanks. Raleigh and either what? New Brunswick. Raleigh?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. Steve sent me.
Steve sent you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I know what he's going to say. Go for it.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to this guy last night by email after his show, and congratulate him on his choice of music. And then he said, he pointed me to a movie, and he said I should call you.
Okay.
He watched the Trumpet War movie. We kind of went back and forth on that. So I said, if you want to discuss it, you have a question, or you want to comment, call me.
Okay, now we're going to mix it up here with a different subject in the middle of something I didn't even start yet and completed.
Sorry. He's just going to...
John?
Go ahead and ask
John,
the question.
I know you'll get back to that movie later. I just wanted to say, Steve, it was a lot easier to get into that movie than what you intimidated. All I have to do is bring it up. All I have to do is duck the... The website, and bang, the movie was right there. Didn't have to sign in or anything.
Wait, oh, that's good.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, coffee went down the wrong hole.
Oops.
You're right, Jim.
Sorry. I forgot to hit the cough button. Excuse me a second.
You're all choked up, John. It's me, Wally. You don't have to get all choked up.
Oh, boy. Oh, excuse me.
Well, we all agreed on one thing. Don Lemon is a flake, and
no, Senator Flake is a flake. Don Lemon is just a black homosexual hanging on with an overpaid job in hopes that he doesn't get fired. Speaking of which,
exactly,
Ted Turner came out and made some comments about CNN that he wished they were a little bit more balanced. This is Ted Turner saying this. My God,
This is the guy that started the whole thing and sold it off to them.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy first started cable news. Yep.
The good guy used to come out in his commercial and say, I got a lovely new set of dishes, and he showed you all these antennas in his yard.
Yeah. And, of course, the big story there was being married to Hanoi Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a couple those two made, right? Yeah. Well, Raleigh, I'll tell you what, we'll get into the Trump thing later on if we have time. And you can call back in if you'd like.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now, we're on the end that you're in there. Trump, that laugh that he had at the UN, I think that was something that he did not expect, and I think he handled it beautifully because he kept his cool about it. He didn't frustrate and try to force the rest of his speech.
Well, and did you see how he handled it? He went right back to the very same people that were snickering and chuckling under their breath and said, well, I didn't expect that. And when he said that, he got a bigger laugh out of people. He turned that negative right back into a positive.
Yeah.
Exactly. He nailed it beautifully.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the experience he had. And I think, you know, it's the coming elections for you guys in November, you're going to see a lot of polls saying, oh, the Democrats are way ahead and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that phrase that you're looking for from what's his name, it's going to be deja vu all over again.
Right. Yeah. Deja vu all over again.
I hope so.
Yogi Berra was a hell of a baseball coach, but a player and a coach.
Yeah.
But you know what? He was no linguist.
No, but Trump's doing. I think Trump's doing exactly what he used to do. He's pointing at the wall where he's going to hit the home run.
Yeah, I you know what? I think as well, Raleigh, and you know, I can't wait to the torrent of never Trumpers or anti Trumpers or people that want to live in a perfect world and they want this country back. Lock, stock, and barrel constitutionally. Anybody runs afoul of that, line them up and shoot them on the spot. Well, I'm not so opposed to that, except for one thing. It's going to take a lot of shifting this stuff back. As I pointed out earlier, talking to people and everybody in this listening audience has experienced it in one form or another. You try to tell them what the hell is going on, and they just look at you like, huh? They have no idea. You might as well, I mean, I don't know what they speak majorly up there in Quebec. They speak French. I mean, here in America, it would be like going around preaching to people in Mandarin Chinese. They wouldn't know what the heck you were saying.
Unless you're in Louisiana.
I'm sorry?
Unless you're in Louisiana.
Unless you're in Louisiana. That's right. Louisiana. That's exactly right. Raleigh, thanks for your call, my friend.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate
it. See you later, Steve.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, you need to tell me you're going to...
No, I just told him, I talked to him in email, and I said, well, you know, I'm not sure we're going to talk about it, but if maybe John will talk about it. Just give him a call and see what he says.
Maybe not.
It's your show. It's your show, but I like the idea that people call in, you know. This is good. This is good.
Oh, yeah. It's,
I know. Okay.
It's talk radio. With.
I know.
Yeah. Rhonda.
Hey, speaking of which, you are right. Trump handled that really well, that comeback.
Yes, he did. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve. Hey.
Hello.
I'm going to change the subject again. I apologize.
Oh, don't apologize before you do it. Just go ahead and do it, and then I'll yell at you afterwards. Okay, go ahead.
I was listening to Mike Rivera's show before yours, and I don't know if you guys heard about that poor veteran that went in. Yeah. John, are you aware? The one that had to have garage.
You guys are speaking Mandarin Chinese to me right now.
Okay, I'll bring you up to speed then, John. Okay, so this guy, he had a spot on his arm, like he went in to get some sort of something checked out. He was scheduled for, because it's the VA, it took him 8 months to get a surgery, but while he was in there 8 months previously, and I think I'm saying it right, but he asked them what the spot on his arm was, and they just like, nothing, it's nothing. When he went back for his surgery, they said, oh, you have stage 4 cancer, right? That was skin cancer that we didn't see. Anyway,
wow.
So I was talking to my sister, and she's like, oh, well, there's all sorts of good information, like grapeseed extract. Mm-hmm. They've done studies on it, grapeseed extract. And it kills cancer cells such as skin, breast, colon, lung, stomach, and prostate cancer cells.
Yeah.
So grape seed extract.
Okay. It's B17. It's B17, part of the grape seed oil.
And here, I'm dumb enough. I thought that was a bomber during World War II.
So if he's still listening, grape seed extract, and I asked her if it's too late. She said not until you stop breathing, it's not too late.
Not until you take your last breath and shuffle off the mortal coil.
That's right. So he can probably try something. I don't know if mentally he's given up, but maybe, you know, he can try that and get rid of that, or at least improve somewhat. But
Now we're going to return to the subject matter we were talking about. But thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate that, and hope the person is listening.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Bye. Flo, 2, 3, 4. I've been doing this a long time, maybe two. David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Hey, John. Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
You're doing the old radio silence. You know, I was interested in the Kavanaugh business, but it's funny. I was listening to your with the previous caller talking about vitamin Bs. There are a whole bunch of different vitamin Bs. I think vitamin B10, B11.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I just happen to think that strychnine, I think, is considered one vitamin B. But if I remember right, there's also a peculiar vitamin B that comes from rotten fish, and it's supposed to be enormously helpful for you. So if you remember, like the Aleutians, the Eskimos, even the Vietnamese would bury fish or put them in a skin for months and months, and it would ferment into this kind of a rotten fish wine, and it was excellent for you, but the stench of it was amazing. So got to watch that. Hey, well, I hear the music. Hold over.
Not necessarily. What did you call in about, David?
Well, do a Google search of Brett Kavanaugh and Abu Ghraib. Apparently in 2000...
Okay, commercial, David. Now we're getting around to subject matter that we've been discussing for 50 minutes. I'll hold you over. We'll be back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right, we're back. David, you still there?
Yeah, thanks, John. I just stepped away for a second. Hey, so I'm looking at a news article. This is Associated Press from September 12th of 2009. And Abu Ghraib is, if you just did a Kavanaugh plus Abu Ghraib, you'll probably get this news story. And apparently, Khaki International, you remember the they're like a mercenary, just like Blackwater. They they provide supplies and odd material to the military-industrial complex, CACI. Okay. They were apparently hired to run parts of Abu Ghraib. And Kavanaugh was one of two judges that agreed that they should drop the charges on the khaki guards who were involved in the torture at Abu Ghraib. And so if you look at Kavanaugh's history, you remember he was the dirty tricks guy from the Kenneth Starr investigation? And he's the wealthiest guy who's ever been appointed to the Supreme Court. And apparently he made most of his money as a private attorney working on contract for the Kenneth Starr investigation, and he was basically the dirty tricks guy who came up with the most salacious, sleazy kinds of phrasing. And you remember at the end of the Kenneth Starr report, it was basically like a porno report that they were, coming up with all of these nasty sexual innuendos that were never proven. And it was written by Kavanaugh. So this idea that he's into torture
For a little understanding here, first of all, Janice Karpinski, remember her? The
Was she the general?
She was the general.
She ran Abu Ghraib?
No, she didn't run it. She was sent over there to investigate it. And Sanchez was her immediate supervisor, General Sanchez, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And she went to Sanchez and said, look, this is what I've found. And she was immediately rebuffed, knocked down in rank, and basically sent to the hinterland. So I don't know how far this truth got out past her, but evidently it was stopped by her immediate superiors. So anybody that was acting on the Abu Ghraib thing, they were only acting on the information they were given. I'm not making excuses for Kavanaugh. I'm just saying that we had
well,
that...
You remember the way it came out, and this actually gets into, good grief, what was the name of the kid that was, his head was cut off. And he had worked for, he was also a contractor for one of the communications firms in and around Abu Ghraib. And you remember the Abu Ghraib details came out because of the photographs that were being tweeted back and forth to each other.
Right.
And he was, it was thought that the kid that had his head cut off by, terrorists out there was really killed by insiders because he was, when he was sitting on this chair in an orange suit, he was sitting on chairs with bloodstains on the wall that were identical to inside of Abu Ghraib. And it was thought that what he had done while he was testing the lines, he was actually downloading these photographs. And so, it was like an inside job to kill that.
So, from my perspective here, I see the CIA's fingerprints all over this. Blasey,
yeah.
Ford, Feinstein as well. So why wouldn't they use something a little bit juicier than some 15-year-old underage drinking girl that didn't seem to know much of anything and coming out and accusing? This seems like to me like a CIA op. And
well,
I want to get into this next hour as well. All right, hey, look.
Deep state. Trump is deep state. He's appointed a deep state guy.
All right. David?
Sure.
Thank you for your call.
Good week.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a nail, and I am the hammer. We'll be back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.